Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. We're broadcasting from beautiful downtown Dubois. You are listening to The Contact Program. I'm Pat Shea, your host. Today we have an exciting show. We're going to be talking with Tim Winters, Christy Fulton, Bruce Fair, and Clearfield County District Attorney Ryan Sayers about attempting to save the Clearfield Regional Police Department. We're all very concerned about our police protection and our safety and our children's future. So this is going to be an exciting show. We're going to go ahead and go to a message, and we'll be right back to start this discussion. Hi folks, are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066. Okay, so good morning, Tim, Christy, Bruce, and Ryan. Thank you for coming.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you, Pat.
Well, this is a very important subject, and I'm proud to have you guys here. And I'm anxious to hear how the Clearfield Regional Police Department came about originally. Does anybody want to tackle that?
The Clearfield Regional Police came together not only as an attempt at cost savings, but an absolute attempt to retain officers. It was a problem for both departments and retention. So, you know, we decided based on the proximity that it would just make common sense to form a regional police. And it was done very well. We were able to retain officers, and the idea worked conceptually.
Lawrence Township had their own department, Clearfield Borough had their own department, and as Bruce said, it did seem like a very logical conclusion to form the regional department, both to retain full-time officers and perhaps have room for advancement within the force?
Yeah, just like here in Dubois and Sandy Township that just went through consolidation, Clearfield and Lawrence are set up the same way, with Clearfield Borough in the middle of Lawrence Township, and you would see officers backing each other up or having to go through the borough to get to the other side of the township. So it just made sense to have this regionalization and combining of resources.
And that certainly makes sense. I know as an employer, it's difficult to get people to even to apply, let alone show up for an interview and then to accept a job. So I hadn't thought about the employment issue, but that certainly makes sense.
Well, and the thing that we've seen over the last decade is fewer and fewer people going into law enforcement, coming out of the police academy. So officers are now getting full-time jobs right out of the academy, not going, getting trained as a part-time officer, and then working their way up. So what we were seeing in the borough was that there were a lot of part-time officers that made up their police force. And by combining the departments now, it is a full-time officer, full-time department for Clearfield Regional.
And that's certainly more efficient as well. Well, so how did we get to where we're at today, where Clearfield is working hard to dissolve the agreement and have their own department again?
Well, it comes from a combination of financial concerns, administrative challenges, and differing opinions among local leadership about what is the best model for providing police services.
I see. And when did this start? What year?
The merger occurred in 2023. And at the end of 2025 is when they were contemplating dissolution.
Gotcha. Sounds like it hasn't had much of a chance to see if it's bringing about the efficiencies that it could.
It really hasn't. In the beginning, there were initial investments, that it cost for the two municipalities to come together in the merger. And then they expected those costs to settle out. And right now, I believe what the Clearfield Regional Police Department needs from Clearfield Borough is $1.25 million to operate per year.
Well, that sounds like a big number, but their budget beforehand wasn't much different, was it?
No, and Clearfield Borough insists that they do not want to spend not a penny over $1 million a year on their police protection. However, just 8, 9, 10 years ago, they were spending $1 million on their police protection for their own independent department. So you think 10 years later, we're going to spend a little more than that.
Wow.
And the other thing along with that is going back to what I said about part-time officers and full-time officers. Back before the consolidation, there was a decent amount of their police coverage were part-time officers. Now they're trying to say that they're not going to use part-time coverage in order to make that work, and there's just no way fiscally that they can do that for under $1 million without sacrificing coverage or appropriate police on per shift.
So it definitely sounds like a step backwards for the communities.
Well, one of the things that took place during the, I guess I will call them divorce proceedings, the dissolution proceedings, there were things said, there were things done. And just like when you attempt to have a divorce and then you decide to reconcile, the other side can't forget the things that you said, they can't forget the things that you've done. And that's what has taken place here. And one of the things was the borough gave the township 15 days notice that they intended to dissolve. And it forced the township into a situation where they had to sue the borough.
Wow.
So the township sued the borough, went to court and won. The borough wasn't happy with the judge's decision, so they asked for a reconsideration. Again, the judge ruled in favor of the township, and all of these things did was cost the community exorbitant legal fees.
Go ahead, Tim.
This is where we've gotten to. We've came to a stalemate between borough council seems unwilling to look at potential solutions. Lawrence Township, the police force, the police commission, and even the union, the Teamsters, everybody else is willing to come to the table and find a good resolution where we can maintain a solid regional police force. The borough seems to be the sticking point in that, and this is where we are now, and we're going to look to where we can hopefully get to in the future.
So, as the analogy was made about divorce proceedings, that's basically what this is in regards to dissolution. And part of divorce proceedings on the civil side is that you're supposed to try to reconcile before actually proceeding with the divorce. And I've offered myself up to Borough Council, Lawrence Township, I've spoken to the police union and the police commission and said, I will act as mediator to have everybody sit down with their respective representatives and try to figure out a way to make this work. Because in looking at the numbers, when the joint meeting occurred, Ms. Fulton and Mr. Fair went up there and said, yeah, this can work for the borough and the township. We just need to talk about it. But at this point, Borough Council is not willing to come forward and actually make that effort.
Well, I can tell you, my experience is that usually it's the police union and often the policemen that don't want to discuss things and they go to arbitration. So to have the police on board with you mentioned a wage freeze before we came on the air, Mr. Fair,
yep.
And you have the union willing to negotiate, it sounds like they feel that this is definitely best for the community or they wouldn't be willing to budge. So that is fantastic, and I want to commend you guys for coming up with the financial numbers to present to them, even though they might not be willing to hear them. So it sounds like there's a lot of support for trying to resurrect this, but just like a divorce, oftentimes there's no discussion once the divorce is filed, and that's a shame.
Yeah. One of the things the borough has hung its hat on is this $1 million number for police coverage. And, you know, we've all said it can't be done. Well, conversely, if you want to look at it in a different manner, yes, it can be done, but you don't have police coverage. So if you want to do a $1 million police force, you're going to endanger your citizens, you're going to endanger your police officers, and it's just not going to be safe for the community. So, you know, the fact that we've hung our hat on this number is going to force us to do something along this context.
And along with that, and it's something we have talked about before in the public meetings and in court, is if the borough doesn't have a full-time department with appropriate officers on and coverage, that's going to require the state police to back up or cover Clearfield Borough. And they're already stretched thin because the Clearfield Barracks covers approximately two-thirds of Clearfield County, which is the third largest geographic county in the state. They go from Carthus down to Coalport, Grampian, to Chester Hill. And that's such a large area that putting the burden on the state police is not the best option for the people of the township and the borough. So we're really hoping that that is not what we have to fall back on.
Yes, and they have enough to do, and they haven't been doing this, so it would be new work for them and adding to their burden as well. So I feel your pain. This certainly sounds logical to me.
So now we've covered where we're at. What we want to do is we need to get community support, let people know that we do want to keep a viable, the regional police force. I think we come from very different points of view, the four of us here. It's odd that we would all be in the same room together. But as members of the community, we'll put aside personal differences, political differences, try and move forward to what's best for the area. And I firmly believe, and I know everyone else in the room, we do not think it is going back to two separate departments. The mechanics are there. We just need to make some tweaks. This can be done.
Our primary goal is to prevent the dissolution of the department until all options are fully explored and the public has had an opportunity to be informed and heard. You know, we want transparency and thoughtful decision making. And we need a long-term plan that prioritizes safety in the community.
And to agree with Tim, it's not a political issue. This is 100% about public safety and having the appropriate coverage for the people in Clearfield Borough and Lawrence Township. And at the end of the day, there are only seven people that can really make this happen. Technically four, because you only need a majority. So the people of Clearfield Borough need to reach out to their members of council and tell them, hey, what you're doing is wrong and you really need to come to the table to make this work.
And hopefully they'll listen to that message. Christy, before we were on the air, you mentioned about how 10 years ago their budget was roughly $1 million for the police department. I can tell you, as somebody that operates a business, I am absolutely shocked at how virtually every bill that I have has gone up double digits. Electric has gone up about 12 to 15%, gas, water, sewer. Our liability insurance went from $56,000 last year to $103,000 this year. It's almost doubled. And there is a synergy when you have two organizations acting as one where they may stand to get some better pricing on all these different issues. And, you know, there's a saying, united we stand, divided we fall. And it sounds like there needs to be some more planning. You've got the right people willing to concede and negotiate and help make it work. It's a shame that they're not thinking of the future, because each year, every bill they have is going to go up. I don't see that ending. So just from a cost savings, yes, it's expensive, but it's going to get a lot worse.
I believe inflation's hit a 30% increase over the last 6 years, I believe. So
it's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. And I hope it levels off, but I'm concerned that it won't.
Yeah, and what we're facing now is a time restraint. If this is where we're heading with this, then we have to get on with it. The dissolution is not going to be a quick process, not going to be an easy process. But if that's the direction we are going, this process has to be begun. So we need to get on board right now, not next week, not next month, but this needs to happen immediately. And like you had said, the community needs to get involved. Talk to your constituents, see what they think, get them involved. Maybe they need to start coming to borough council members. Maybe they need to start talking to the media. But it can't be just a small group of people, because the small group of people is what's going to make this decision. So what's important is to sway that small group of people.
That's where we're at right now is will be a dissolution at the end of 2026. They're operating under an order of the courts through that period of time. And as Bruce alluded to, the window is closing if we want to get people together in the same room and hash out a real solution. The window's closing on that rapidly. We do need to get some members, more members of the community involved.
The problem is they really don't have the money for dissolution right now. And so they're going to be dependent on Pennsylvania State Police coverage for a portion of the year in 2027.
The big thing at this point is, looking at the timeline, being realistic, if we're going to save Clearfield Regional and have everything worked out and renegotiated, that needs to happen by June 1st, and then that decision needs to be made by June 1st, and hopefully have everything negotiated in place by July 1st. If not, then we need to start with the dissolution, because it's going to take up to 6 months to do it correctly and not rush it. But going back to having the community get involved, it's important that we have people get out there and let their members of council know what's going on.
That's right. We are actually circulating petitions. We're asking voters and residents in Clearfield Borough to sign these petitions, and we're going to submit them to Borough Council, asking them to please fund the Regional Police Department.
And coming up, I believe, on the 17th of May, Ms. Fulton has organized a community rally. This will be at the Clearfield County Fairgrounds on the Grove area. You'll come out and show your support for the Clearfield Regional Police Department. It is, in the bigger picture of community, public safety is one of the most important things. To separate, go back to two separate departments where it's just not feasible. People are not getting into the law enforcement field. It gets harder and harder to recruit new people. And it's not fair to the officers of the department now. They're in a state of flux. They don't know if they're going to have a job. They don't know if they're going to be dissolved, combined. They're looking for other employment. This hurts the community. We need to get together, and everybody here in the room so far has done that, and a lot of people in the community. We need to get together and look for a reasonable solution.
The event on May 17th at the Clearfield Driving Park, it's going to have food, entertainment, and the Clearfield Regional Police will be there at 1 o'clock to provide a bike rodeo, which some people don't know is a bike safety program for children. And the Clearfield EMS will also be on site to provide an educational program at 3 o'clock.
Sounds to me like there were some bugs that needed to be worked out, and instead of working them out, they threw the baby out with the bathwater. And maybe somebody needs to slow down and rethink this. There's definitely costs for dissolution, and their best way to maintain costs might be working together and having the regional police department so that they have a united voice to help negotiate lower insurance costs and equipment costs and other things. I know, just like with our fire departments, I remember not that long ago, fire trucks were $150,000 or $200,000. Now they're $1 million. And the police cars, I was shocked. I know here in Dubois, we just bought 3 new police cars for $95,000 each. Mm-hmm. And that is super expensive. And as we've said, nothing's coming down. So there's maybe scaring some people mentioning money, but they're going to end up spending more if they're not united and together. Tim, you had something you were going to add?
We've reached an impasse, and we're up against a very, very much of a time deadline here. There may have been some problems with the inception of the Regional Police Department, some budgetary issues, some oversight issues. These are not things that cannot be overcome. If we can get people together and sit down and have a conversation, Bruce alluded to, and he was correct, you know, things have been said and done that people cannot take back. It's a matter of getting past that and doing what's best for the community and not worrying about people's personal interest or whatever axe they may have to grind with another individual. This is what's best for our town and our community.
And decisions like this really shouldn't be rushed. Every resident deserves a voice in something that impacts their daily lives. So it's important for us, for the residents and the citizens, to get out there and talk to Borough Council.
Yeah, and people need to be aware. This has absolutely nothing to do with the quality of the police force that we have. They do a wonderful job. And when you hear us mention talk of state police coverage, again, nothing to do with them. It's just not feasible for the state police to do it. So the quality of our police forces is not in question here. So if people have some thought that maybe we're dissolving because of performance, that's just not the case.
And I will absolutely back that up. Seeing the investigations and criminal complaints that come in from the state police as well as Clearfield Regional, that fantastic officers, fantastic departments doing a great job for our communities. It is a personnel and quantity of coverage, not the quality.
Yes, and I know I've heard in years past that because the state police are so spread out, their average response time at that time was about 30 minutes, and the average response time for a local police department is 3 minutes. So you certainly get much quicker response time when you have somebody local, and it's nice to have additional policemen there ready to back up the gentlemen that are dealing with the urgent calls in your community.
You know, if dissolution happens, it could mean longer response times and less consistent coverage. And, you know, and the loss of local relationships that officers have built within the community. And those relationships are really critical to small towns like ours. You know, in addition, our regional police were the first on the scene in emergencies. And recently, in a house fire in East End, they saved the lives of 6 people in the Clearfield Borough. And the American Red Cross has just awarded them as recipients of the prestigious Power of Red Heroes Award. So that goes to Sergeant Walker, Officer Cayley, Officer Lash, and Officer Fye. And they're being recognized for their extraordinary and courageous life-saving actions during that house fire.
Well, that's fantastic. It sounds like things have been improving and the police work has been beefed up a bit. And it sounds like, once again, they may be throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I think I would like to encourage the Clearfield Borough Council and the Lawrence Township supervisors to talk. Talking doesn't cost you any money. Involve these people, listen to both sides, and make an informed decision. There's really no hurry. Even if you were to extend it for a year, you could rethink and maybe be more efficient with your oversight, and you've got the cooperation of all the parties involved. It's a shame to waste that, because you don't often see that in local government. Usually there's more arguing and disagreement. So I want to commend you guys for standing up and doing this. And as we wrap up, we just have a couple of moments. Do you guys have any final comments that you'd like to make? Because this is absolutely an important decision that's going to last for generations.
This isn't just about saving the police department. It's about the safety, stability, and future of our community. And like I said earlier, decisions like this shouldn't be rushed.
And I want to thank you for the time today. Obviously, we know this is in Dubois, but we know that you reach out to Clearfield and people know people in Clearfield and how important this decision is for the safety of our communities and having proper police coverage. So we really want to encourage your listeners to reach out to people they know in Clearfield, and more importantly, have those people reach out to Borough Council to make sure that we have a meaningful conversation.
Thank you so much for Connect FM and for you, Pat, for being here to give this what is an important issue. And so many people in Dubois will maybe say the other side of the mountain, but that is something that I know, Ryan, we've all worked to try and avoid that, eliminate the old other side of the mountain idea. This is a community issue that greatly affects the Clearfield area, the Lawrence Township area, and the bigger part of the northern part of the county as a whole. We do appreciate the voice here.
Well, we all have family in the other end of the mountain. My mother has a very popular last name, and we used to say we're related to half the county. And I will be talking to my friends and family and encourage them to support doing what they can to explore keeping the police department.
I would just encourage everyone involved in this, Borough Council, the Township, the Police Commission, the police officers, the citizens, just think. Before you make a rash decision, sit down and think. Understand the fact that you now have 4 officers on duty, and if you go to a split police department, there could be scenarios where the borough would end up with 1. Definitely a safety issue. So I encourage everybody, just think.
Yes, and as we wrap up, again, I want to thank Tim Winters, Christy Fulton, Bruce Fair, and DA Ryan Sayers. And to those of you listening to this show, it will be replayed on Sunday, and you're welcome to listen to it again and encourage your friends and family to listen to the show when it's aired again on Sunday. Thank you all. Have a great day.